Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
I'm excited about what God has for you today. The Old Testament prophecy of Daniel chapter number 3. To all who may be visiting with us for the first time, we thank God for you, and those who are, you're all part of our family, we thank God for all of you sharing with us today. You could have been anywhere else in the world, and so I certainly appreciate you coming to worship God with us today. It is not going unnoticed. We thank God for all of you. Daniel chapter 3, and I want to commence reading at verse number 19 and feel the following. Got a little bit of reading to do, but it's all going to make sense, hopefully, when it's all said and done. Daniel chapter 3, beginning at verse number 19. And the word of God reads thusly. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1/7 times more than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? And they answered and said unto the king, true, O king. Well, he answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. And then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace, and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Y'all missed your shout. And then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. And the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors being gathered together, saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was a hair of their head singed. Neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who have sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. And therefore I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. And then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. I want to talk about why the fire won't work. Why the fire won't work. You may be seated in the presence of God. The word of God for the people of God, why the fire won't work. I'm gonna make this statement to you, and if it wasn't a shame, I would stop preaching after I make this statement. Your faith is making you fireproof. I can sit down right there if I say that. Your faith in God is not going to make, but is making you fireproof. Fireproof cannot be tested unless there's a fire to prove it. Everything can't go the way you want it to go for something to be fireproof. It's got to have a fire to test it to see if it can handle the fire. You got to have some bumps in the road. You got to have some sickness sometime. Got to have some financial crises sometime. Got to have some mental anguish sometime so that you'll know and the enemy will know that you're fireproof. Your level of faith is going to determine how fireproof you are. Can I bless you real quick and tell you that's why you're still here? Because of the measure of faith that you have. Because you've learned by now, you making it off Big Mama's prayers, but you're living off of your faith. You can't live off Daddy's faith. Can't live off Mama's faith. Can't live off the ancestors' faith. You're living off the faith you have. And you've learned in your life that the faith you have is why you have not picked up that gun. It's why you put that bottle down. It's why you will not curse them like they curse you. It's because you've learned the secret that your faith is making you fireproof. My life doesn't have to be together. It doesn't have to be what you think it ought to be. But my shout today is thanks be to God. After everything I've been through, after everything I've seen, after everything I feel, I'm still here. Clothing my right mind with a praise in my heart, with a praise in my lips. Thanks be to God, I'm still fireproof. Yes, Lord. Listen. You don't, and the reason why you really can't appreciate this is because you're so fireproof. You don't know all the fires that came into your life. You just think about the stuff you know about. But I want this next shout, these next 10 seconds, is going to be for the stuff that came your way that you were sleeping past, that you weren't even looking at, that you weren't even paying attention to. And the faith in God you have, God held you. God covered you. God protected you. He provided you for some fires that were designed to take you out. Somebody say, but God. Yes, he did. He made his people fireproof. Be encouraged, my brother. Be encouraged, my sister. I know it's crazy right now. I know it's dangerous right now. I know everything in your life seems to be upside down. But this might be the season that you see God move in your life like you've never seen before. God says to somebody, keep on trusting me. Keep on praying. Keep on believing. Keep on serving. Keep on worshiping. Keep on doing right. Keep on standing. Keep on giving. Keep on being a blessing. And watch God make a way. Because the fire won't work. Oh, I wish I would tell somebody next to you. You got a mask on, not a Muslim. Just tell your neighbor real quick. Neighbor, the fire won't work. You're coming out. You're going to come above it. You're going to get past it. Tell somebody today, the fire won't work. Thank God for his word that helps us know that things happen to us, but they don't happen in us. Y'all missed it. He never said that the weapon would not be formed. His promise is that even though the weapon is formed, it will not prosper. You've got to stay long enough to watch the enemy get upset. See, you so worried about you not being upset, but you don't realize the enemy about to be upset because you ain't died yet. You ain't given up yet. You still keep showing up. You keep on waking up in the morning. You keep lifting your hands to God. All the stuff that the enemy throws your way, you still got your praise. Oh, you got to grow up now. We got to grow up today and hear what God is saying to us. God saying, this time of your life, I'm not going to keep fires from you. I'm just going to keep you in the fire. Lord, have mercy. And we learn this today from these three Hebrew young men. Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. That's their Hebrew name. But their given name by Babylon is Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who are friends of Daniel. Daniel, at this point, during this captivity of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar is the king, and he has favored Daniel, their buddy, their pal, because Daniel could interpret the king's dreams. The only one who could interpret the king's dreams. He had a gift from God that would allow him to even deal and help the enemy. You missed it. I'm going to move past it because you missed it. And because Daniel had favor, his partners had favor. Y'all missed that one too. Until you learn that you're going to need some heavenly hookups, some stuff ain't going to happen in your life. Can I tell somebody real quick? You trying to do everything by yourself. That's why you still struggling, because you need to learn to let somebody help you and hook you up to where you need to go. You need to know somebody who know how to get a prayer through to God until you can get a prayer through to God. They get promoted. They're in bondage, but living like they in Babylon. They're living like Babylonians while in captivity. Time comes. I encourage you to read chapters 1, 2, and 3 in your study time. The time comes when Nebuchadnezzar is still a selfish king and has his own gods that he worships. He has his own way of doing things. He realizes something different about Daniel and these other cats here, so he keeps them and protects them because they make him look good. Watch this. The enemy is depending on them to stay alive. While they're in Babylon, Daniel, matter of fact, saved all the other astrologers and saved all these other soothsayers from dying. They don't even love God, but because God has some people planted in enemy territory, everybody stayed alive. That's why you got to go to work tomorrow, because somebody's going to stay alive because of your testimony. Right now, God said, I want you leaving that job because I want to use your testimony. I want to use your walk. I want to use your integrity to show them there is a God. Because some people don't know God like you know God. And God says, I'm sending you to that job. I know they messy. I know they low down. I know they evil. I know they setting traps. But God says, stay there and just represent me and watch how their life will be saved because you are there. Here it is. Here it is. Nebuchadnezzar now decides he's feeling pretty good because the dream doesn't mess him up like he thought it would yet. He feels a sense of comfort. And Daniel is gone now because of his place as a governor of Babylon. He's gone on one foreign mission. And Nebuchadnezzar now decides he wants to construct a statue 90 feet high, 9 feet wide. He wants to construct a statue representing himself and the gods he serves. And he puts out a decree and says, when the sound goes, when the instruments are played, I want everybody to bow down and worship my gods. Now, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are some of these leaders in Babylon. They just got a heavenly hookup. Because they know Daniel, they got hooked up in a pretty good position. And they have a decision to make now, go along with the crowd or keep your faith. If we worship like they do, I can come back later and say, well, Lord, you knew my heart. Because you put me in this position, you put me in this place of blessing, I don't want to forfeit that because I got bills. They're threatened now to compromise their beliefs because of the position they hold. Everybody else is getting ready to bow down. Y'all with me still? They're getting ready to bow down. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego know better because the God they serve is not in a statue. Can I put this in the gumbo while I'm mixing it? You ought to want a God that you don't have to make. You ought to want a God who made you. I wish I had about 3 or 4 witnesses who want a God that made me. If I got to make a God, how can he take care of me? I need a God that made me, knows all about me, and can handle my situation. Here it is. Here it is. Here it is. They got a decision to make. Do we bow like everybody else when the praise team gets started? The tambourines and the keyboards and the drums, but it's all going to be the bad praise service, you need. It's a praise service meant for the wrong God. And you just can't shout just because everybody tell you to. Because you got to know who you're shouting for.
Be careful about some of these services people have. Is this going to God or to these gods? Every party you can't go to. Every praise service you ought not go to. Every time you see an instrument, don't mean you need to go to. Every building that's got a steeple on top don't mean it's God's house. You better be very careful about what God they serve. And they got a decision to make. They got a decision they got to make on the fly. Because something getting ready to happen. Because he says, the decree is given. Those who don't bow will be thrown in a fiery furnace. That means you go die. Because you can't fight no fire. And they got a decision to make. Bow or not to bow. Sacrifice my soul and keep my stuff. Or keep my faith and maybe lose my life. It's so easy to go along with the crowd. So nobody will label you. Talk about you. Because it's dangerous to call yourself a true believer in this day. And some of us show up in a crowd like we love him. But then you're asked to make decisions and you have conversations and you kind of go along and now you realize I'm not really, because I don't want them talking about me. I don't want to get involved. I don't want to take a stand. No, that ain't none of my business. It's some stuff God has sent to your life for you to take a stand on. I ain't getting in that. I ain't finna forfeit my job. I ain't finna lose my career behind no Jesus. I mean, he know my heart. I just tell him, Lord, forgive me for what I'm getting ready to do. What you don't understand is that Daniel and these Hebrew boys knew how to pray. Y'all missed it. I know there wasn't no real heavy point, but you can't get that you can't shut down that quick. They know how to pray and trust God, even when nobody else around them trust God. So they decide the music starts, the instruments are played, everybody bows but those three. Ooh, wait a minute. Everybody bows. But those three. When the sound went forth, when the noise was made, everybody else responded to the noise except for the faithful. I'm trying to go somewhere, but y'all got the brakes on me. I'm trying to go somewhere. Everybody else responded to noise except for people who had the right faith. Because some noise does not deserve your response. Just because you see it on CNN don't mean you ought to respond to it. Just because you saw it on Facebook don't mean you need to respond to it. Just because your bae got in it don't mean you need to get in it. Every tub. You don't get in everything just because it's noise. Some stuff you need to be quiet about and see what God has to say. And God is calling for us to be courageous enough to just stand and be quiet. Sit yourself, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord. Sometimes our mouth has got us in trouble because we got to do what everybody else does. Sit yourself, stand still, and see. You want to raise your children? Let them see you trust God instead of Jody. You want God to bless your children, brothers? Let them see you on your knees as opposed to going to work all the time. Because some things have to be responded to spiritually. Because watch this. If you're not careful, you'll worship the wrong God, thinking you're doing the right thing. Oh, it's getting good now. And so these astrologers, the same ones that Nebuchadnezzar elevated over them, have not forgotten that these Hebrews, these outsiders, got elevated over us. And so they maintained their jealousy. They kept their eyes on Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego because these are the men who bypassed us. and they got their eyes on them because Nebuchadnezzar showed them favor, and they don't even belong to Babylon. And they can't stop watching them. So much so that they go and report them three Jews didn't bow. I'm going to try again. The astrologers and the fortune tellers and the smart folk, the ones who got the education, who are mad because people who God placed other than man placing, they keep their eyes on the ones God placed because they don't think it should make sense that they should have got placed in front of them. They don't just watch you when you get to the place. They watch you while you're in it. So you can find evidence on you for how you're not doing like everybody else does. I'm preaching, Ben, y'all saying amen. And these astrologers now go report to Nebuchadnezzar, or king, these three fellas that you done promoted won't bow like you said bow. Look who told on them. The one who told on them is the one they bypassed. Ain't that something? That the folk who's jealous of you and the folks who are envious of you, that you don't know envious of you, are always looking for stuff to put on you? Y'all ain't got to say amen. I would if I were you. That way people would know you the one doing it. This would be a good amen time right now for everybody. Otherwise, we all go know you one of them jealous haters who always got something to say about my character, but you can't do nothing about my condition. Y'all don't want to have church with me today. Because it don't matter how low down you think I am, if God put me there, ain't nothing you gonna do about it. Y'all ain't yellow. So the king gets worded as, Now I like these fellas, so let me go and talk to them real quick. Let me find out what's going on. His decree says, I'm gonna throw you in the fire if I find out. But because he kind of like them and he know who they connected to, he give them another chance to do right. Come here, fellas. And he calls them to him. He says, now I hear y'all won't bow like everybody else, like I told y'all. Don't you know if you don't bow, I'm going to put you in that furnace of fire? Well, king, I tell you like this. They tell the king, king, the God we serve y'all missed it we may be sitting under Nebuchadnezzar, but we serve God. I wish I had. Don't think just because you signed my check that you take care of me. Don't think just because I know you and I work with you, don't think you're in control of my life. You are just a resource, but God is my source. I wish I had some folk who know what I'm talking about. I wish I had some people who know what I'm talking about. I appreciate what you do for me, but don't get it twisted, Nebuchadnezzar. I don't need you. I need him. That's why you got to give God more glory than you do your boss. We know the God we serve is able to deliver us from whatever you go do to us. Y'all missed it. They say, king, we not going to bow because we know the God we serve is able. Wait a minute, I'm talking about faith now. I say your faith gonna make you fireproof. It's not that God has delivered them yet. This is before they get in the fire. They say, if he don't, we still gonna give him glory and we not gonna bow down to you. But I do know that he's able. I wish I had five people. I'd be number six who know that you sit under an able God. now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask or think according to power that working within us. I wish you would praise God right now like you know he's able. You don't serve no pipsqueak God. You don't serve a weak God. You serve an able God. Sit down, I got happy. He's able. He's able. Whether he do it for me or not, he's able. Whether he tells me no or not, he's able. Y'all acting like y'all don't know. He put the wetness in the water, the sweetness in the sugar, make salt and sugar look the same and taste different. He threw a ball of fire and made it suspend in earth and call it the sun. He's able. He know how to rotate the earth into seasons, make it cold sometime, hot sometime, cool sometime, warm sometime. He knows because he's able. He's holding the earth in balance right now because he's able. You might be rich, Nebuchadnezzar, but you're not my God. Nebuchadnezzar, you just don't know, man. You don't know my God. And you got to start talking to your Nebuchadnezzars. And watch this now. They were still respectful. Old king. Old king, no problem with you. No disrespect to you, but you're not our God. He gets hot now. Bible says the form of his visage. In other words, his face got jacked up. Can I bring it to HSV, Ham Standard Version? His face got jacked up. Do y'all know who y'all talking to? Because people who want control can't handle who really in control. People who want responsibility for your life can't handle it when you start realizing who really got you. Nebuchadnezzar got to deal with the fact, I'm not keeping them. Their God is. How do you handle folk who don't worship you and you trying to make them worship you and they still ain't studying you but still getting your check? I can work under Nebuchadnezzar and never be like Nebuchadnezzar. Just because I work with y'all don't mean I'm like y'all. And folk getting mad because they keep paying you and keeping you around and give you goodie bags. They think you're supposed to start acting like them. And they get frustrated because you still won't depend on them. I better leave that alone. He says, throw them in the fire. I did all that to get here. Here it is. The fire won't work because there's a significant purpose for the fire. God, handle this, child of God. God let them get thrown in the fire. They worship God. They love God. They serve God. We see no error in their character. And he's still. Let them get thrown in the fire. The shouts have stopped by 45%. Because being a good boy and a good girl and having your I's dotted and your T's crossed, you think you don't deserve some stuff that's happening to you. What do you do when God is your problem? When he permits you to be thrown in head first. And I'm not just thrown in, the purpose of it, and look in the purpose, you get thrown in and you're bound. You tied up in some stuff, and you're thrown in a fire. That's the equivalent of you and I saying, if it ain't one thing. I can handle fire, just don't have me bound. I can handle being bound, just don't put me in the fire. Lord, why are you giving me both? I'm talking to people who don't have no problems. I'm talking to people who don't feel like they're overwhelmed with life circumstances right now. You in church right now, ain't praise God since you've been in here because you so bound, you so frustrated, you're so disgusted, you're so confused about some stuff going on in your life, and you're wondering why me? I ain't bothering nobody. I'm minding my business. I'm loving everybody the best I can. The more I love them, the more they hate me. The more I give, the more they take. The more I go up, the more they tear me down. I take one step forward, get knocked two steps backward. I thought I was by myself today. Get my back, there go my knees. Get my knees right, there go my head. My head hurt, there go my neck. Neck hurt, there go my arm. If it ain't COVID, it's the flu. If it ain't the flu, it's sinus. If it ain't sinus, I think it's COVID because I'm sniffing no matter what. I'm paranoid, I'm frustrated, I'm confused, I don't know what to do, I'm tired of this mask, I'm tired of this medicine, I'm tired of stuff, I'm tired of this. Lord! Head first. And then look who he got to throw me in. His mightiest of men. So when I fail hard. It's strong principalities after you today. It's not the stuff that used to bother you that's throwing you in. It's stuff you can't handle by yourself that's throwing you in the fire. And you're going in head first because you used to have enough smarts to get out of it. Used to be young enough to get out of it. Now you just can't halfway even cross the street. Your steps getting shorter. Hair getting grayer or lesser. And I'm just at a point now, I'm tired of fighting. I used to have it in, but now I just let it happen. And I got thrown in head first. But there's a purpose for this. Watch this. Be careful about asking God to use you. Can I pass to my people real quick? Be careful asking God to use you. Be careful when you take a stand for God. Because now you're going to have to stand against something. When you stand for God, you're standing against something. Watch this. Watch this. Be careful about asking God to use you because he may not use 11 o'clock service. He may not use praise and worship team. He may not use ushering. He may use a fire. Now, what church folks not gonna tell you, there's a fire for the preacher. There's a fire for the deacon. All of us got a fire. We just don't tell it. Yeah, see, another 35% decrease in my amens on that one. Uh-huh. They got thrown in the fire by strong, mighty soldiers. He put his best to hurt you. Now, if I can encourage you, the devil uses his best Because he's fighting God's best. What am I saying to you? The greater your adversity, the greater the anointing that's coming to your life. The greater the devil, the greater the deliverance. You ought to take it as a compliment when the devil calls in hell because he's trying to stop you from getting to your destination. You might be the devil's worst nightmare. That's why he won't leave you alone. That's why he bothers your children. That's why he's in your marriage, because you are a threat to the devil's kingdom. There's a purpose. Here it is. You ready for this? The purpose. Y'all gonna get mad at your preacher, but I gotta tell you this. There's a purpose for this fire, and it has nothing to do with you. It's to show the devil who he's not. We just chess pieces on the board, and the game has already been won. But the devil keeps trying to be sneaky and tricky and cunning, and God already say checkmate. And he's using you and I to be on the board. He's putting us in the fire so we will be able to show we still gonna give God glory no matter what you do to us. I wish I had somebody help me praise God. I don't care what you send to my life. I will not stop blessing his name. I will not stop loving God. I may go through. I may hurt. I may cry. I may mourn. I may be sick. But I'm going to give God glory. There's a significant purpose. There's a significant purpose. Significant purpose. For the fire. Then he didn't just throw him in a hot fire that's turned up 7 times, too hot. Somebody say too hot.
Too hot.
Huh? Too hot. Bound, but he messed up. Because he's so busy trying to get you in the fire that he forgot that they got on their hats, their robes, their prayer cloth. They got their tunics on. They got their robes on. They got their feet covered. In other words, they're in the fire, but they're covered. I wish I had some covered people who know that the longest it's going to take you to get to me is because you can't get what's covering. I am covered by the blood of Jesus. I'm covered in prayer. I'm covered by his spirit. That's why you can't take me out, because I'm covered. I wish I had some covered people, because if people really knew your real you, you would be exposed. Now, it's one thing to be burning when I'm naked, and another thing to be burning when I'm covered. Thanks be to God, while we're going through, he's covering us. Let me push. I got to get through. I got to get through, because y'all didn't come for this. Y'all ready to cook for tomorrow and all that. Labor Day, y'all ready to turn up and get lit. So let me go and help y'all. There's a significant purpose so that God's going to get the glory. God's going to show himself to be God through this situation. He turns it up 7 times hotter than normal. So much so that he sacrificed his own men just to take you out. The flames were so intense, the heat was so hot, that the ones who threw him in the fire got killed. I'm going to try again. It's so intense, the flames are so snatching, that the very ones who try to put you in it die from it. That's why you got to stop worrying about liars, gossipers, mess makers, critics. Folks trying to tear you down, destroy your character, the very fire they're trying to throw you in, they gonna die from it. Watch this, from the outside, not even on the inside. There's a significant purpose for the fire. Then get in trouble, Ham. Then there's a strange presence in the fire. There's a significant purpose for it, but the fire can't work because there's a strange presence in it. They got their eyes on it. And after a few moments, Nebuchadnezzar say, cut the fire down so I can see my work. Turn it down a little bit, fellas, so I can see how they cooking. Let me help you. The devil, and then those that he uses, don't have good sense. Here's why. Because he's so mad at them that he wanted them to burn up quick. So he turned the fire up so high. If you really want to make them suffer, don't have the fire so hot. Because, see, as intense as your dilemma, as intense is going to be your deliverance. He looks in the fire. And he calls now for his servants. Hey, come here. Didn't I ask for 3 men? Didn't we put 3 men in there? You did, King. Y'all say we put how many in? 3. Well, I'm looking in this fire now, and I see 4 men. And this 4th man looked like the Son of God. Wait a minute. How does somebody who don't love him know what he looked like? I thought you on fool with him. I thought you trying to be bigger than him. How you know what my God look like? And I don't just see 4 men. I see them 3 I had bound walking. Y'all missed it. Y'all missed it. They went in head first. Bound. The fire broke the ropes loose and did not destroy them. What am I saying to you? That you got to let the fire happen, because it's in the fire that you break free from some stuff and some people that you didn't need with you when you come out the fire. Thank you, God, for the fire, because I realized who was for me. I realized who was against me. I realized what I need. I realized what I don't need. Thank you, God, for the fire. It's some people I've been fooling with. It took a fire to tell me I didn't need them around. You're frustrated because somebody you thought would never break your heart, would never let you down and disappoint you. You got broke, now they don't fool with you. Don't get mad, get glad. Because you don't need fair weather friends where God is getting ready to take you. You don't need conditional people in your life when things are going well. You need folk who love you in your cave and in your castle. You need people with you in the valley just like they are in the mountaintop. Thank you, God, you burnt them things off of me.
I see 4 men walking.
Not jumping out. Okay, if you done got free of this and you still in a fire, wouldn't you try to get out of there? I'd be in a panic. I'd be like MacGyver up in that furnace right now, trying to figure out some kind of way to get myself out that fire. Text says they just walking around. Because nothing like walking with Jesus. that gives you peace in the midst. Ooh, that lets me know that peace is not the absence of problems. Peace is walking with him while it's going on. I see four men walk. That's a strange presence. And the enemy now is watching you. Why are you still smiling? I set you up. You still here. I scandalized your name and played crazy when you approached me. And you keep loving me. You cut me a piece of cake at the anniversary and didn't even poison it. If it had been me, I'd have poisoned you. But you, I just can't get you to be low down to me as low down as I've been to you. What's wrong with them people up there who keep praising God and we keep scandalizing them? We keep throwing daggers at them. We keep lying on them. Can I get in trouble? It's some Nebuchadnezzar who showed up today to watch their handiwork. They can't praise because they watch it. And they see you more free now while they lied on you than they were before you even started hooking up with. How has your life gotten better since you got in the fire? They watching you. Can I do it one time, Mac? I'll always feel like. One time. Somebody's watching me. I'm through now. I'm good now. I had to get one out, man. I had to. They watching you. And you, here's the word for somebody. You can't stop living because you don't want nobody watching you. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Do you know that last time I checked, fires don't just produce heat, they produce light. That's where the light go come from after you've been through the fire. Because if you can't go through it, he can't trust you with it. Stop hiding just because you're going through. Watch this now. In the text, y'all really ain't gonna like this. You antisocial believers. You who just can't stand, I'm shy. When you hot enough, you ain't shy. I'm doing enough hell, I ain't got no pride or ego. The Bible says Jesus is walking with the men. Not just one of them, all of them. It's not just your fire. Other people in one too. But we just keep on walking. I'm going to run into your testimony. You going to run into his testimony. He going to run into her testimony. And we all walking with Jesus. We going to come out of this thing together. All right, here it is. Here it is. Here it is. Here it is, because y'all done got mad. It ain't my fault Nebuchadnezzar came to church. I ain't tell y'all to come to church today. Your nosiness and curiosity brought you to church. Now God finna give you something to really see. Watch, see, y'all don't understand something. These fellas made it without the king's food. Read chapters 1 and 2. I don't need you to live. They trusted God and his diet to suffice, and you end up looking better than the folk who trusted the king's food. You can't do that with people who pray and trust God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Jones, I'm in trouble, girl. Look here. It's a significant purpose for the fire. There's a strange presence in the fire with you. There's going to be a shocking protection from the fire. He gets so mad that he sees them free. And he done lost people trying to take you out. He's frustrated, and he's losing, and he's lost. And now, watch what he does inadvertently. He calls them out. Y'all, I'm going to try again. The very one who puts you in it is the one who calls you from it. I ain't making this up. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, come here. You know how big mama, come here. Because he's so angry that he delivers them himself from the thing he used to try to take them out. Can I give you this real quick? When it comes to your protection, here's what I love about Jesus. Here's what I love about my Jesus that I found out on my own life. I don't need you to tell me. I love the fact that my Jesus don't get me out. He get in with me. I'm going to try again. I need about 3 or 4 people who thank God today that even though he didn't take me out the fire, I thank him today that he got in there with me. He walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me I am his own. He got in there with me so that I didn't have to deal with it by myself. Lord, I will be with you always. Oh, don't you love a God who will get in it with you? You ain't fighting this thing by yourself. He'll get in the fire with you. Come out of there. It's too much stuff going on I can't control. Let me get back control of this situation. Come out of there. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, I can't fool with y'all. And I can't fool with this God y'all serve. The Bible says they came out, didn't look like the fire, didn't sound like the fire, didn't even smell like the fire. Y'all don't understand what God is trying to tell you. That's how you know you're fireproof, that you don't look like what you've been through. Lord, have mercy. He's so impressed by God, the God they serve. He's not impressed by them. He's impressed by the God who's protecting them. And he knows there's something they're doing he won't do. Now watch this. He never gets converted. If I was Nebuchadnezzar, I would say, I want to hang out with a God that'll take care of me like that. He never does that. But he now is so respectful of God that he promotes his people. Shani, he don't change. He's still evil. He's still ungodly. But he can't stop blessing God's people. He will provide for me in the presence of my enemy. He will make the enemy your footstool. I could handle if Daniel is promoting us. What do you do when Nebuchadnezzar can't help but promote us? I get it. You keep wanting friends to bless you. God getting ready to take you to a place where enemies go bless you and don't even know why. That's a special promotion after the fire. Because they trusted God while in it. and they saw God while they're in it, they're going to receive from God after it. Text says he promoted them as princes over all of Babylon. Because even though I don't want God, I want God to bless what I got. So I'm going to keep godly people around me. And you keep wanting to hang around folk who like you. But some, watch this, y'all ain't gonna like this. Y'all ain't gonna like this. It's some ungodly folk who got what God wants for you. Because watch this. The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. It's not Nebuchadnezzar stuff anyway. All right, I'm done. I did the best I could with that little speech for today. I'm done. But I do have a question I need to ask for us to consider today. The text said to us that the fourth man was walking around with them, free. They were free, not bound anymore. And Nebuchadnezzar called Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, y'all come out of here. We see nothing else what happened to the fourth man. Text says that the fourth man was in there with him. We don't know how he got there, but he got there when it got hot and allowed them to be able to walk around free in it to the point where the enemy had to deliver them from it. And the text says the enemy called, Nebuchadnezzar called Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He never called the fourth man out. Where is this fourth man? Can I suggest to you real quick where that fourth man is? He stayed in the furnace waiting for you and you and you and you and you, because all of us, we're going to have a fiery situation, and he stayed right there so all of us could get the same blessing, the same peace, the same joy, the same victory that they got. He's still there in the fire waiting on you. Now my question to you, can you trust him enough to meet him in it? Because you want to be with a Savior who will be in the fire with you. And can I tell you today that the heat is not as intense because he already took the heat on Calvary's cross. Died on that cross so that the eternal heat you and I would have, we'll never have. Got up that third day morning with all power so that when you and I go through a fire, it won't burn us up. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials as to afflict you and destroy you. For as much as Christ, we are partakers of Christ's suffering, we shall also have joy and be exceedingly glad when he shall attain his glory. If we can handle the suffering, we're going to get the glory. Tell your neighbor, there will be glory after this. Come on, bless God for his word today. That's why the fire won't work. Do you receive that in your heart? That the fire will not work.
We hope Pastor Ham's message blessed you. And if you'd like a copy of this CD, please send a donation and a self-addressed envelope to P.O. Box 893, Winfield, Louisiana, 71483. Or join us at our regular services at 405 West Jones Street, Winfield, Louisiana, Sundays 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Communion, first Sunday of each month, 6 o'clock midweek service, and senior missions and patrons meeting. 6 o'clock Thursday, Sunday school and teachers meeting. God bless you and keep you. May he lift up your countenance and give you peace until we meet again.
This is KAYT-FM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles.